How does intermittent fasting affect your health? By intermittent fasting, we mean people who fast part of the time. Some skip one meal a day. Some don't eat at all for several days per week. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports on a study that tracked what happens when people go hungry for 14 hours per day.
There are lots of trendy ways to fast. Some people skip multiple meals, some fast a few days a week. But Pam Taub, a cardiologist at UC San Diego, says there hasn't been a lot of evidence on which strategies are effective.
There's a lot of bogus claims out there.
People touting extreme versions, such as two-day fasts, which can be dangerous. Taub and her collaborators decided to test a simple and much more moderate approach. They asked people to restrict their eating to a 10-hour window each day.
We didn't ask them to change what they ate. We didn't ask them to change the number of calories that they consumed.
The only instruction was to stick to the 10 hours. So if they ate breakfast at 8 a.m., their last bite of food for the day would need to be eaten by 6 o'clock p.m., making for a pretty early dinner. The participants followed this diet for 3 months, and Taub says she really didn't expect the results she found.
We saw a 3% reduction in their weight and a 4% reduction in the abdominal visceral fat. So it is surprising to get these types of results.
Especially since all the participants really did was to stop eating a few extra hours each day. It turns out that by shutting off eating early, the participants, all of whom were overweight and at risk of diabetes, ate about 8% fewer calories. But this alone, Taub says, is unlikely to explain the weight loss. She thinks there may be other factors at play.
So when you go into a fasting state, typically over 10 hours of fasting, you start to deplete the glucose stores in your body and you start to use fat as your energy source.
In other words, rather than fueling your body on stored sugars, you begin to fuel your body with stored fat. This study was small. Taub and her collaborators have a larger NIH-funded study underway. For now, the new findings offer some preliminary evidence that a 14-hour fast can be beneficial.
When you're constantly giving the body calories, you're constantly making your cells work.
Taub says, think of a few extra hours of fasting as a way of giving your metabolic organs some rest. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.